The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Chuck and Chernoff are on the fan. Chuck and Chernoff are in Alpharetta on a beautiful Thursday. This is perfect. Chamber O Commerce weather, and we're live here at Smoke Jack Barbecue until 6 o'clock, and then you'll get 680 Rewind. A look back at the biggest moments of your 680 The Fan broadcasting day, starting with the locker room at 6 a.m., the Buck Ballou Show 10 to 11, Cellini and Domino 11 to 2, and then this little radio experience. As I said, we're here at Smoke Jack Barbecue with our friends from Larceny Small Batch Bourbon until 6 on the FAN. Now, we are with you till 6 because the Braves have the night off, and a well-deserved night off. Braves will be back at it tomorrow against Texas for the first of three at Truist. Then they'll welcome in Miami for three, and then Cleveland will come in for three after that. So a nine-game homestand coming up after the Braves finished a roadie at 5-1. I mean, anytime you go 5-1 on the road, that's silly good. And it ended yesterday with a 5-4 win for the Braves in extras on a base hit from Orlando Arcia, which got the Braves five runs. And I'll give credit to our buddy Kevin McAlpin. You might know him as the Frozen Rope. K-Mac had this number that when the Braves score five or more, they're now 12-1 this season. And I got news for you. They're going to score five or more a lot the rest of the season. That's the fun thing for us as the fans of this team, even without Ozzie right now, and you hadn't had Murphy at all. They're going to get four or five turns to face the opponent's pitching. And Houston did a good job yesterday. They held the Braves in check for like eight innings or seven and a third. But guess what happens? In the eighth, you find a way to push two across. In the extras, you find a way to get your run across with two outs and a runner on third. You know, there are going to be nights when it doesn't work. It's just part of a 162-gamer. This offense, though, it's got to be a pain in the backside if you're an opponent's pitching to face them four or five times a night.
Yeah, and I do want to say again, these past three, you went on the road and beat a good opponent. They're a wreck right now. That's their issue, and they'll get better, you assume, or whatever. Maybe in the end of July they won't. But that's their issue. Part of the reason that you can look at Houston and go, they're a wreck, is because they just lost three at home. So kudos to the Braves, and they get the day off, and they come home and face the world champions.
So weird.
Texas
Rangers are world champions. But good for them. That's not a bad deal. Max Fried was just kind of, okay yesterday. But the Braves' bullpen Chavez gave up the one run on the home run. After that, though, Pierce Johnson, Joe Jimenez, A.J. Minter, Raisel Iglesias, four scoreless, hitless innings, three Ks, couple of walks, so they did their job. And the hot start of Marcell Ozuna continues. He's on a 16-game hit streak. He hit his eighth home run.
Holy hell, he hit a home run. Yes, that's
That was Soler territory. And Orlando Arcia is hitting .377 after another two-hit day yesterday. So it's coming from up and down the lineup. And don't look now, folks. Ronnie's getting hot, too.
Yeah, Soler, here's the thing. And there's no, that was a rocket launch. At least it was kind of down the line. This thing from Ozuna yesterday was not. It was just, and it went over the top of the train. And
I don't know that.
I don't know, out?
But I don't know if it was ever 20 feet off the ground. It just was like a line drive that just kept rising. So Braves offense did their job. Again, they'll host Texas for three. Chris Sale tomorrow night. Charlie Morton Saturday. And then the Sunday night, 7:10, I think it's the ESPN game.
It is.
Darius Vines will get the ball for the Braves.
Maybe MLB Network has one of them.
Do they?
Maybe Saturday or Sunday, one.
Remember, if you're headed to the ballpark this weekend and you're looking for last-minute tickets, please give our folks at Game Time a shot. You can download your Game Time app. Use our promo code THEFAN. That's THEFAN. Now, I wouldn't start multiple email addresses. I wouldn't do that. But if you did, you could take advantage of $20 off your first purchase in the Game Time app. So check that out. Well, no, I wouldn't do that. Just saying, if you did, something you might think about. The Hawks season ended last night, and it was kind of the same script that's been followed throughout the season. Uncontested layups, wide open corner threes, and they almost did me a good deed. Hawks were down 40-22 at the end of the first quarter, and I was like, oh, Matt can go to bed. Hawks scored the next 14.
Yep.
So then they stayed in the game. They're down 6 at the half. They're kind of hanging around. They're down 88-85 with about 5 minutes left in the third. And then the Bulls hit the gas, went on a 21-4 scoring run, and that was that.
Yeah, NBA, even in the playoffs, it's a game of runs. And there are a lot of times you can look about the 10-minute mark when the starters can get like a minute or two off at the end of the first quarter. You can look at that and go, this might be how it turns out. In the NBA, you'd be surprised how often that is.
I don't know.
It's a game of runs.
What level Trey is at? He obviously wasn't right. He even took the brace off at one point. He said the doctor won't be happy, but I don't feel like I have the range of motion I need. He threw the ball all over the place. Bad turnovers in the first half. He wasn't hitting shots. Now, he finished with 22 and 10 assists, but most of that was at the free throw line. But I'll give credit to DeAndre Hunter. Trey was playing with one hand. Somehow DeAndre with two good hands was 10 times worse. Hunter last night was 3 of 16 from the 4. He was 0 of 7 from three-point range. And he nearly airballed a 3 for a guy who shoots 80% from the free throw line. Sometimes I look at him, he'll have stretches of so good. And then you watch last night and you're like, the hell happens to him?
No, if there's three stars, Trey's definitely a star. Maybe Jalen's next and DeJounte. Well, I don't know that.
Those are the two. Trey and Jalen, and then figure out what you want to do.
But Trey last night, here's what I think. When you're not healthy and you can't play your game, you try to do things like draw a foul about 40 feet from the basket. And so you're just trying to anything to get your game going or get your team going. And I don't know. After the end of the first quarter, I'm surprised. The watch party, it was already a late tip at 9:30.
We're going to cover that in a minute.
And at the end of the first quarter, I can imagine you're down by 18 after 12 minutes of basketball.
So remember, they pushed the tip back. So we got like a 9:48 tip because the Sixer-Miami game wasn't
TV
over.
Window.
Yeah, so we got to push back. I don't want to do the whole offseason of blow everything up. I think it's the laziest take ever. The Hawks are not blowing anything up, right? They're not. They're capped out. Trading guys, it's not going to just relieve your cap situation. Trey and Jalen are your two pieces you build around, and then you figure out what you have to do. And that's going to be tough because none of us know if Landry Fields knows what the hell he's doing, the Hawks GM. He hasn't done anything yet. He's been so hesitant to make moves that, like, moving John Collins for nothing was not a move, right? Trading 5 second-round picks for Sadiq Bey, that's fine. It was nice. It's not really doing something. So he's got to show, along with his assistant, Kyle Korver, in this front office that they have some kind of plan, which I'm sure will be wonderful to hear them at the press conference where they talk about the postseason and their plans. The Hawks have the 10th best odds to get the number one pick.
Because they're not in the playoffs.
No, they will get Sacramento's first rounder if the Kings win tonight. So keep that in mind. After this, though, they will not have picks moving forward. I know this much. Again, I don't want to spend the offseason, blow it up, get rid of Trey. No, you don't get rid of 25-year-old point guards who average 27 and 10. Now, it's not easy to build around your best player being 6'1". That has always been the key. I've said that from the day they made the trade with Luka. But that's the task. And once you've got that figured out, Jalen's the other thing you've got. You've got to start plugging some of this other stuff. I don't know what they do, and frankly, I don't know if Landry Fields knows.
Yeah, there. Go look at guys who have averaged 25-10 in a season, and Trey is like that for his career almost.
Every year, yep.
So, I mean, he's like right on it. So, Trey's not the issue, but it isn't working. In fact, it's regressed a little bit.
Oh,
and I want to say regressed because the thing, was it now three springs ago? That wasn't real. That was a good run.
So, here's where I'll disagree with you.
Philadelphia – that was real. That series was real. I don't think the Knicks were that good.
Yeah, but you still won the series in five, so you blew them out. You beat the Sixers, and then you had Milwaukee on the ropes. Here's where I'll disagree. That team is currently constructed then. That was deep and talented.
And veteran. And you know.
But what the Hawks have done willingly is take their own roster apart because of not wanting to go into the tax, salary stuff. The owner just doesn't want to do it. That roster, like that bench included Bogey, Gallo, Lou Will, and then they had some. You'd bring in Solo for some defense. You'd bring in
Solo.
Tony Snell every once in a while for a corner three.
That's
like,
right.
They played 10 or 11 guys, and that was just Onyeka was off the bench as a rookie, I believe, that season. The bench now, you're playing God. Sorry, I was cursed. You're playing Bruno Fernando. Bless his heart. He's trying, right? You've gotten something out of Garrison Matthews.
Bruno, I bet you he's got more action and more starts than he's had in his career this year.
I was watching Wesley Matthews again last night. I have to play minutes off the bench. It's just. They didn't even have – they decided not to have Veet even eligible for the postseason, which tells you a lot about that organization. So they've made choices that have willingly made their roster worse since the 21 Eastern Conference Finals run. Now, they did host a watch party last night down at State Farm. 9:30 tip, which turned out to be about 9:50. Our intern, young Jack, was there. Jack, are you on site? Are you available to talk to us about the experience?
I'm happy to.
Okay. Now, we have a piece of audio that I want to play for the class. This is Jack putting his reporter shoes on, his big boy reporter shoes, setting up what was about to happen, Hawks-Bulls, the watch party inside State Farm. Take it away.
Hey, everybody. Jack Cunningham here with 680 The Fan outside of State Farm Arena here for the Atlanta Hawks watch party as the Atlanta Hawks are in the play-in tournament as the 10 seed. They face off against Chicago, the 9 seed in Chi-Town.
Stop this. Why does it sound like a transistor radio in the 50s and I'm hearing popping and crackling? What's going on there? Was that on your phone?
A little slight rain.
Oh, there was a rain going on in the back. You couldn't get anywhere. Okay, so it was outside. Okay. All right. I apologize, Jack. Keep going.
They face off against Chicago, the 9 seed in Chi-Town tonight. I'm going to take you inside for interviews and more, and I'll keep you updated.
Very good, Jack.
You know, solid start for a guy that I don't think spent a lot of time 9:30 at night on Marietta Street, but good for you for that as a good introduction.
Jack, what was the crowd like for the play-in? What are you guessing numbers were inside State Farm?
Yeah, I'm guessing around a total of like 200 people.
200?
Yeah, 200.
How many were Hawks employees?
Probably 150.
I think those are plants. So they're such a bad idea. Like, I'm sorry, you cannot. There's no need to have a play-in watch tournament or a watch party for a play-in. You want to try to like avoid even talking about that you're the play-in again. It's not something you want to highlight by hosting a play-in watch
Jack,
party.
Jack, I want to ask you, what was the method for you to actually gain entry? Did they actually take a $5 bill from you? Did you swipe? Were there tickets? Did they just say? Did they wave you in?
Yeah, you had to purchase tickets online. So purchased tickets off Ticketmaster and got in that way.
Now, I was told they moved all 200 people to one side of the arena. They lowered the scoreboard. You kind of watched right there. So 3/4 of the arena looked, as you would imagine, barren and everybody kind of shoved together. Is that correct?
That is spot on, Matt.
How many people were there? Were you there at the end?
I was not.
Wait a minute, reporter.
Whoa, now hang on. Are you trying to get hired?
The reporter can't leave before the end of the game. When did you leave?
Halftime.
It was a 6-point game. What did you have, curfew?
Nice. Classic.
School night.
Okay. How many people do you think were there, if you're just guessing? Because you left at half. What did it look like when you left, and what was your guess by the end of the game?
You know, there were people along with me leaving at halftime, but if I had to guess towards the end, 50 people.
Never mind, Jack. Horrible report. You weren't there. You left. Thank you, Jack, the intern, for your on-site reporting live from State Farm.
He's in high school, right?
Is he?
A senior in high school.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you shouldn't have been
out. He probably had to get home.
Did your mom and dad?
This is bad on us, probably.
Were they okay with us giving you this assignment?
His mom went with him.
Oh, you went with your mom? Aw. I wish I could go somewhere with my mom.
There you go. An enjoyable night.
All right, Jack. Your mom had a good time?
Oh, best time.
Where was your dad?
At home on the couch.
Smart man. All right. Thank you, Jack and Jack's mom. There you are.
There's a chance that Jack's mom and dad, like, one of them did rock, the other did paper.
Maybe. But what a cool night, him and his mom, leaving at halftime of the Hawks play-in watch party.
I forget, when he said school night, I was like, oh, yeah, for his school.
Yeah, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Jack did good work. All right, before we get our winging it idea, you guys should go read this ESPN.com piece. It is so long and strong. Don Vannata, Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler did it, chronicling the Falcons' pursuit of Bill Belichick. There's so many wonderful details in this. From the Falcons didn't have Bill in their top three finalists when it was all said and done. And Arthur Blank thought he had his man early and then pivoted once he realized that Bob Kraft didn't endorse it, that Rich didn't want to work with him, and that Terry didn't. It's just too much. Go read it. It's a wonderful written piece that gives you a chapter and verse of all things that what happened in the Belichick chase.
In another layer of this that I say, Matt, is kind of alarming. Boy, Arthur Blank is swayable.
I told you that.
My goodness.
Come on.
Somebody worth, I don't know, 10, 12, 50, whatever his billions are. Boy, it's almost like whoever talks to him last.
And I don't mind him leaning on his football people. But when Bob Kraft has that much influence on it, that's a little bit concerning. All right, let's get our worst idea.
Get ready for Chuck and Chernoff's worst idea.
We've been taking your worst idea answers at the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed. There was a study that said kids are more likely to listen to the music their parents listen to during their teen years as they grow up. So we wanted to know the oldest music your kids like. Josh said his 10 and 6-year-olds like 90s rock. They sing Zombie at the top of their lungs. Is that the Cranberries?
That is.
Yeah. Craig says the greatest feeling is when he gets into his 17-year-old daughter's car in the 80s on 8 channels, the last thing they listen to. It's pretty good. Coach Chad said both his 17-year-old niece and his 19-year-old nephew have vinyls and turntables. So dad loaned them some originals from the 60s and 70s.
They scratching? They got ones and twos?
Maybe. Kenny said the Smiths and Tears for Fears, probably the oldest music his daughter will listen to. Barron said his 14-year-old listens to Kelly Clarkson.
Careful that Smith stuff. Give him some more uplifting, maybe.
Yeah. David's kids love Fleetwood Mac. Anthony's daughter loves Michael Jackson. KO said his kid is into 70s funk, and he's 11. Rob said AC/DC from 79-80, Back in Black, Highway to Hell. My kids are into AC/DC, too. Like, my daughter, I turn on AC/DC, she's 13, she's like, loves it.
Kudos whoever's got an 11-year-old, listen to the Brothers Johnson.
And Fat Casey said his fat dog Baxter likes Jimmy Buffett. So you guys can send your answers to the Harrah's Cherokee Casino's Twitter feed, the oldest music your kids will listen to.
Tita needs to get over there and help that dog.
Probably. Some concerns there. All right, we want to give you guys a chance to win and win big. The only question is, how smart are you? If you're smart, you can win. We'll explain next. Chuck and Chernoff are on the FAN, which means you can get us on FM at 93.7. AM and at 680, and of course on the 680 The Fan mobile app. We will get Unfinished Business coming up here in about 20 minutes. Brian Gephardt will be a part of that, so we'll call him Madden. And a little birdie told me you're going to get a Cullen, BG, and Dylan experience Saturday afternoon here on The Fan at 2 o'clock. Live. Where are you guys going to be on Saturday, Cullen?
Atlanta National Golf Club.
This is very exciting. So you guys, 2 to 5:20 leading into Braves coverage on Saturday. So we'll have a full day of live and local starting Saturday morning with some of the baseball programming with Dill and Domino. And then these guys, 2 to 5:20 on Saturday.
I heard around the office that they're toying with the idea, Geppy and the Coleman.
That was one of the things
that
was being thrown
around.
I don't know if they're gonna roll.
Apparently the Coleman wants his name first.
Oh, Coleman and Geppy.
Something, yeah, it's a big deal. It's a big to do. Okay. Reminder, our friends with the Georgia Hemp Company and SimpLeaf Sport CBD, those are the official CBD partners of the Braves. They're giving away a $100 gift card to you guys, and they're doing it right now. Let's take caller number 6 at 404-231-1680. The gift card is good for any of the 4 Atlanta area Georgia Hemp Company locations. As I mentioned, the Atlanta location, Decatur, Woodstock, and Duluth. You can visit GeorgiaHempCompany.com to find the closest location to you.
It's suicide! You've seen him. You know how strong he is. You can't win! time to win Chuck's Dinner. Served up by our next Chop Shop, a fresh, modern expression of the classic American steakhouse.
Maybe you want to celebrate an anniversary. Maybe it's a holiday party for the company. Maybe, I don't know, Thursday night, I want an exemplary meal. Hit our nets. It's fantastic. It'd be even better to do under the theory that you had a card for $100 off. But, again, that's just a theory that I guess is sort of up to you. I don't say that with enthusiasm.
It didn't sound like it.
There is a card up for grabs.
Yeah, I didn't hear the enthusiastic intro, the build-up to this. If you're new to the game, this is how this works. We're going to offer you questions. Then Chuck will get the questions. And then if you outpoint him, you win a wonderful gift card to a wonderful spot in our nets. So that's as easy as I can make it. Derek Thomas will be your host with the most today. Your categories are Lions, Tigers, and Bears. Oh, my. Let's welcome in our first contestant. Here's Ryan, who joins Chuck and Chernoff on the Fan. Ryan, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing excellent, Ryan. Where are you supposed to be at this very moment instead of on the phone playing a dumb game with us?
I'm working from home today.
What do you do?
I am in accounting.
Oh, now you got some time off. Kick your feet up after the 15th. I get it. See what's going on, Ryan. All right, Ryan, your category options. Yes. Your options here are Lions, Tigers, or Bears?
Let's go Bears.
Bears it is. We'll put 60 seconds on your game clock. Here's your chance to win Chuck's Dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
An avid bear connoisseur, Dwight K. Schrute was an assistant to the regional manager on this NBC sitcom.
The Office.
That is correct. In a bear market, are investments going higher or lower?
Lower.
That is correct. Longtime Bears defensive tackle William Perry was known by this popular nickname.
The refrigerator.
That is correct. Bear Grylls served in the British Army before becoming the host of this popular survival show.
Survivor?
Incorrect. Thirsty Thursday, which has the higher alcohol content, Colt 45 or Schlitz malt liquor?
Schlitz.
That is incorrect. NBA playoffs, which team is a higher seed in the East, the Knicks or the Bucks?
The Knicks.
That is correct. Happy 420, is Skywalker OG more of a sativa strain or an indica strain?
All right, there's the clock. Ryan, hold on 1 second. We'll get Chuck back from the isolation chamber. That was Ryan.
What about Steve?
Steve's not here. Ryan works in accounting, working from home today, if you catch my drift. A lot of guys in accounting working from home.
Oh, feet up.
Second half of the month of April, just enjoying themselves.
Oh, yeah, after the extension gets filed.
See you in about September.
They'll get back to
yeah,
it.
I get it. Your category, Charles, is Bears. Bears. Go ahead and take a deep breath. I didn't see that coming.
It's more swine.
It feels like it, yeah. All right, let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock. We'll see if he can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
An avid bear connoisseur, Dwight K. Schrute was assistant to the regional manager on this NBC sitcom.
The Office.
That is correct. In a bear market, are investments going higher or lower?
Bear market is down. Lower.
That is correct. Longtime Bears defensive tackle William Perry was known by this popular nickname.
Fridge.
That is correct. Bear Grylls served in the British Army before becoming the host of this popular survival show.
He goes out in the wild and, like, interacts with animals.
Wordy title.
Bear Grylls something in the wild. Bear Grylls in the wild.
That's incorrect. Thirsty Frick. Thursday. Which has the higher alcohol content, Colt 45 or Schlitz malt liquor?
Colt.
That is correct. NBA playoffs, which team is a higher seed in the East, the Knicks or the Bucks?
Bucks.
That is incorrect. Happy 420, is Skywalker OG a sativa strain or an indica strain?
Sativa.
That's incorrect. It was late.
Oh.
All right.
Incorrect and late?
So you got both. You got double. Yeah, you
did I get
wrong.
Five?
Yeah. You got four.
I thought it was five.
I got you four. Judges, did we have them at four?
Four.
Four.
No, I thought it was five.
So that's the good news.
Four or five.
The bad news is Ryan got three.
Ryan, appreciate you coming through, buddy.
So you survived. Very good. By the way, the Knicks are the two seed. Show some respect.
Yeah, I didn't have that on their name. I'm sorry.
We had Ryan at four back at the office.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. What did I miss?
Yeah, he got the office. He got lower. He got the fridge.
And like he got the Knicks.
He got the Knicks instead of the
round two.
Yep. Yep.
What was the last one he got?
He got the Knicks instead of the Bucks.
Oh, I apologize, Ryan. All right, everybody calm down. We're good. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to offer the same question to Chuck and Ryan. Who's ever closest gets the Arnett's card. What a turn of events. I'm glad somebody threw the challenge flag on me that Ryan had four. I apologize, Ryan. All right, take a listen to the question.
All right, Ryan, yeah, I'm just looking for a number, whoever's closest. How many, we were talking about Fridge Perry earlier, how many rushing attempts did Refrigerator Perry have throughout his entire career?
Ooh, well, I'm going to go with...
It's a time show.
Answer. With
it's
five, show. Five, five, five. All right,
five, all right, let's get Chuck back in. Same question that was offered to Ryan is offered to the Kang, Mr. Derek.
All right, Chuck, talking about Refrigerator Perry. Want to know how many rushing attempts did he have throughout his entire career?
Nine.
Actual retail price?
Eight. Chuck wins.
You can't win!
Ryan said five. Chuck said nine. You win in overtime.
I don't endorse that, oh, I'm sorry, it was tied.
Right.
I think I'm probably going to see some stuff show up on Twitter now. Probably
that was my mistake. No.
There was a little fudge. There was a little something.
He knew the NBA question. That's what got him.
Just saying.
All right, Chuck, back to the isolation chamber while Brian joins Chuck and Chernoff on the fan. Brian, good day. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing excellent, Brian. Where would you be right now if you weren't playing a dumb radio game with us?
I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm picking my son up from school, making my wife happy.
Oh, that's very good. How old's the son?
He's 10.
Okay. Well, dad-son drive home. Like it very much. When he gets in the car, make sure you say, "What's up, brother?" They love that.
Well,
yeah. Brian, your category options are Lions or Tigers?
Tigers.
Tigers it is. Let's put 60 seconds on Brian's game clock. We'll see if he can win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
The pet tiger featured in The Hangover was, quote, borrowed from this former heavyweight championship boxer.
Mike Tyson.
That is correct. This actor claimed to have tiger blood around the time he was dismissed from the sitcom Two and a Half Men.
Charlie Sheen.
That is correct. Tiger Woods was twice named first-team All-American while attending this California.
Stanford.
That is correct. Tony the Tiger loves Frosted Flakes and is known for what catchy slogan?
They're great.
That is correct. Thirsty Thursday, which beer has a higher alcohol content, Blue Moon or Sweetwater 420?
Sweetwater.
That is correct. NBA playoffs, which is the higher seed in the Western Conference, the Suns or the Mavericks?
Mavericks.
That is correct. 420 preview, is Granddaddy Perp a sativa strain or an indica strain?
Indica.
That is correct.
All right, Brian, hold on 1 second. Let's get Chuck back from the isolation chamber. Charles, your contestant, your opponent this time is Brian. Brian is where he's supposed to be. He's picking up his 10-year-old from school, making his wife happy. It's a big win. That's a great dad. We have a lot of great dads listening to the show. Put family before money. They put family first.
Which one did he choose?
He chose family. All right, so Chuck, do me a big favor. Take a deep breath. Bigger. Better. All right. Your category this time around is Tigers. Tigers.
And they get to choose the categories, too. If they choose the categories, I should win the tie. I should win the tie. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think that's how it works. Let's put 60 seconds on Chuck's game clock. We'll see if he can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
The pet tiger featured in The Hangover was borrowed from this former heavyweight champion.
Tyson.
That is correct. This actor claimed to have tiger blood around the time he was dismissed from the sitcom.
Shane.
That is correct. Tiger Woods was twice named a first-team All-American while attending this California
university. Stanford.
That is correct. Tony the Tiger loves Frosted Flakes, is well known for what catchy slogan?
They're great.
That is correct. Thirsty Thursday, which beer has a higher alcohol content, Blue Moon or Sweetwater 420?
Blue Moon.
That is incorrect. NBA playoffs, which is the higher seed in the Western Conference, the Suns or the Mavericks?
The Mavs.
That is correct. 420 preview, is Granddaddy Purple a sativa strain or an indica strain?
That is an indica strain.
That is correct.
Very good, Chuck.
Western Conference I'm down with.
You did well.
Give me some Clippers questions.
You got six. It's very good. You should feel good about that.
And?
Yeah, well, Brian got seven.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He not only dominated, he still had about 15 seconds left. Yeah.
Which one did I not get seven?
You missed the 420
No, you missed the booze one.
Right. Yeah. That, Sweetwater 420 has more alcohol than Blue Moon.
This is
very good. And Brian's like Tony Tiger was way better.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, Tony, real lack of effort there. Yeah,
it's true. Not.
Try the real way of saying
they're
Tony.
Great.
No, no, they're great.
Kind of hard to say that right now, Matt.
Okay. All right, Chuck.
Down a card.
He's sulking. He's back to the isolation chamber.
Who won?
That was Brian. Who's going to now spend the day with his son, and they're going to have a great story to tell. That's awesome.
Good job, Brian. Very happy.
Again, Brian, make sure when you pick him up, you say, what's up, brother? They love that. Michael is our final contestant with a chance to win Chuck's dinner on the fan. Michael, how are you?
Pretty. How are you?
Doing excellent, Michael. Where would you be if not for this dumb radio game?
Oh, man, I just got home from work.
What kind of work do you do?
I sell roofing supplies.
Ah, very good. Okay. Recession-proof. Everybody needs roofing supplies. All right, Michael,
right.
Your category here is Lions.
Okay, gotcha.
Good. Let's put 60 seconds on Michael's game clock. We'll see if he can win Chuck's dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
In 1994 is The Lion King. Mufasa is voiced by this man, also known as the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
Morgan Freeman?
Is incorrect. The Cowardly Lion is wants to ask the Wizard of Oz for what?
Heart.
Is incorrect. Lionel Richie earned a reported $10 million annually since he became the judge on this show in 2017.
American Idol.
That is correct. Richard the Lion Hart was the king of this country from 1189 until his death in 1199.
Africa.
That is incorrect. Thirsty Thursday, which beer has a higher alcohol content, Budweiser or Guinness?
Guinness.
That is incorrect. NBA playoff seeding. Which is the higher seed in the Western Conference, the Clippers or the Timberwolves?
Timberwolves.
That is correct. Counting down to 420, is green crack a sativa strain or an indica strain?
Oh. All right, Michael, we ran out of time as we get Chuck back from the isolation chamber for our final round.
Michael not using his time wisely.
I don't know if I would describe it that way.
Got a little pinched at the end. Is that what happened?
I guess we'll find out. Your category this time around is Lions. Lions.
Really should have a provision. If they pick the topics, I get the tie.
No, I don't believe that's in the bylaws anywhere. I do know this, though. You need to take a deep breath. It's very good. You should feel better. Let's put 60 seconds on his game clock. We'll see if Chuck can keep his dinner from Arnett's Chop Shop.
In 1994 is The Lion King. Mufasa is voiced by this man, also known as the voice of Darth Vader in Star Wars.
That James Earl Jones.
That is correct. The Cowardly Lion wanted to ask the Wizard of Oz for what?
The Cowardly Lion wanted some courage.
That is correct. Sir, Lionel Richie earns a reported $10 million annually ever since he became a judge on this show in 2017.
Oh, American Idol, is that right?
That is correct. Richard the Lionheart was the king of this country from 1189 until his death in 1199.
England?
That is correct. Thirsty Thursday, which beer has a higher alcohol content, Budweiser or Guinness?
Guinness.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
NBA playoff seeding, which is the higher seed in the Western Conference, the Clippers or the Timberwolves?
The Timberwolves.
That is correct. Counting down to 420, is green crack a sativa strain or an indica strain?
I'm going to say indica.
That is incorrect.
That
did I get five
one,
again?
Yeah.
I got five.
Oh, boy.
Did I get five or six?
You got five. You obviously don't know your weed strains or your alcohol when you're comparing beer and...
It's supposed to be beer or weed, right? Not both.
Well, you failed. But you got five.
You can combine
What was the
them.
Other one? Was there another one? Did I get six?
You got five. I don't know. How many more times can I make you got
okay.
five?
All right, so we're saying five.
Well, we're saying five because you got five. The good news for you is Michael got two.
You can't win!
Michael struggled. It happens.
Michael, don't worry about it. Call back. You try every week, Michael.
Couldn't work out a couple of jams. Gave a big bases loaded double, and Michael couldn't recover. All right, you won 2 of 3. It's not too shabby. Meatloaf was right, so you get your music. All right, coming up, we have a task of trying to close up a bunch of loops that we have left open on this show. We call it unfinished business. And during UB, our Alpharetta resident tells you what to order from Smoke Jack Barbecue, and he says it might surprise you. Oh, we talk food next.
You can't win!
We all know Chuck has a lot of random thoughts throughout the show.
Why don't you have him cutting his penis off then, huh?
And Matt likes to tell crappy jokes no one understands.
We're looking for Uranus.
So now it's time to circle back on some stuff we didn't get to the bottom of. We now present to you Unfinished Business, presented by Zero FG Energy. Live free with Zero FG on Chuck and Chernoff.
All right, we wind up the program as we've been live here all day long at Smoke Jack Barbecue. Great folks out here. Thanks to these guys for dealing with our noise throughout the day. We've been here with our friends at Larceny Small Batch Bourbon. Great grub, awesome menu, and beautiful location too. Outdoor patio set up, great room inside. So make sure you guys, if you're in Alpharetta, you check out Smoke Jack Barbecue. Chuck and Chernoff, as we wind things down, we'll turn it over to 680 Rewind coming up. But first, Brian Gephardt, let's get some unfinished business.
Yeah, really jealous you guys are at Smoke Jack. I've been going there since, I think, high school is when that thing opened up. So like 20-ish years. What did you actually get today? What was the menu? What was the order?
So I ended up going smoked wings, baked beans, mac and cheese, and I started with this pimento cheese flatbread, which nice. Is, by the way, classic. That is, oh my God, it's so good. So yes, I went that way. Chuck?
I had a pulled pork queso, the app with chips, and then I backed that up with a side, which I don't even know if it's a side, but they brought me a side of the burnt ends. And kind of mix that into some queso with some chips, and it was a wonderful combination.
Yeah, that's a cheat code to go side burnt ends right there. The pimento cheese is excellent. That's the app to get there. And it's one of those places you can't go wrong with the burnt ends, the brisket, the ribs. The bone-in chicken there with the white Bama barbecue sauce, and sometimes it's like, you don't go chicken at a barbecue place, but that's the thing to get there.
Can I tell you what you're saying? Is it makes sense. So they have something called the Jack, which is a fourth smoked bone-in chicken, pulled pork, burnt ends. Then you get a half rack of ribs, four sides, and two slices of Texas toast. I'd be useless. I'd be great, but I'd be useless for the weekend.
Yeah, the other thing that's really good there, too, is the greens with pork as a side. Oh. And then if you're up for it, what you guys just ate there, you got to be stuffed. But the homemade key lime pie, very sneaky, excellent item. Chuck, get that on the way out for your wife.
How is key lime pie sneaky?
Because you don't,
I think
you don't,
it's key lime pie.
Yeah, but you don't think key lime pie at a barbecue spot again, right? You're thinking you're going into a different route. So you might be looking all at three right. or four different options. Go with the key lime pie.
Next time around, I'm doing the corn pudding, and nobody can talk me out of it. I'll leave it there. It is. Thank you, Brian Gephardt. Thanks to Colin Madden.
Chuck, you're looking a little heavy. What happened to key lime pie?
It was sneakies.
Tapped me on the shoulder. I was like, oh, pie.
Thank you to Derek Thomas. Thanks to that guy, Brandon Harper. Great job out here. And to the folks here at Smoke Jack for having us throughout this Thursday. Have a great evening. 680 Rewind's next. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Wake up at the locker room starting at 6 a.m. Good night now.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballou here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.